This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The usual treadmill, moving you ahead and up, and let's see how the day will go for you. If just starting it, this is the DJV program, continuing with our focus of Wednesday, the 10th of April, with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan, Kara Schill, and Doug Steffen. Jennifer has been, I just heard her do a Tarzan call, so I guess she's all set to go. You ready?
Yeah, I always do Tarzan stuff first thing in the morning. Yes, absolutely.
Great. That's good to know. Jennifer, let's hear it. I don't know if I want to start saying call, but I'm going to hear what's going on.
I will tell you the trending story. Lori Loughlin is trending today. We heard the other day about Felicity Huffman, who took a plea deal where she pled guilty to the lowest charge. I think mail fraud was the lowest charge, which puts her on the path to maybe 4 to 10 months in prison, perhaps. She might try to avoid jail time altogether. Lori Loughlin, however, is amongst 16 other parents, along with her husband, by the way, Massimo Giannulli, who are among 16 parents who've been indicted on an additional charge for their alleged involvement in the college admissions cheating scandal. On Tuesday, the U.S. Attorney's Office in Massachusetts announced that 16 parents allegedly involved in the college scandal had been charged in a superseding indictment by a federal grand jury in Boston on fraud and money laundering charges. This new charge is in addition to the 16 parents' charges that they already were facing that were announced just a couple of weeks ago. Back on March 12th, they announced the initial charges against 50 people, including Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin. So this is something new that Lori Loughlin and those 16 parents are facing. Now, makes it much worse for Lori Loughlin, who has said she will not accept jail as an option. This would require a minimum sentence of 2 years in prison. Lori Loughlin said she's not going to take a plea agreement with this one. She's not going to try to bargain this out. She's going to fight because she doesn't want to sit in prison at all. She says that jail is not an option. Meanwhile, as all of this is happening, Olivia Jade and Isabella Rose, who were her daughters, she allegedly gave $500,000 to get them into USC, making them look like they were on the crew team. That's how they got them into that school. Olivia Jade was able to get her trademark for her cosmetic line. Remember when she tried to do that a few weeks ago, there were too many spelling errors and punctuation errors. So now she got that fixed. She received her trademark approved for her cosmetics line. But Lori Loughlin, not budging, says she's going to fight this out, but facing some really serious time in jail now.
All right. So yesterday, I heard on a talk radio program here in Boston, a poll conducted, and the question basically was, is it appropriate for Lori Loughlin, for her husband, for, in essence, all the others like Felicity Huffman to go to jail, or is there another punishment? And it seemed, as I was listening, I didn't hear the end results, the total results, but as I was going along listening to partial results of people calling in saying, yeah, they should go to jail. And so then somebody called and said, what does it do to send them to jail? It sort of sounded like me, but it wasn't. And then I come back around to thinking about all the people that are angry about this, that don't really know, I mean, they have no stake in this, that they realize, other than you who think they ought to go to jail are going to pay for them to go to jail, when in fact they come from money, they have money, their husbands have money, families have money, so you make them pay. You give them a horrendous stiff fine. If Lori Loughlin's career has any future, or Felicity Huffman, or if they don't, they do something else, but to put them in jail at our expense, and I think that Lori Loughlin, as much as she sounds like an arrogant SOB, or son of a gun, or S whatever, daughter of a gun. She going to jail. That's not why she doesn't want to go to jail. But the fact that the focus on this is to send him to jail, when there's a far more, I think, there's a far more essential message that could come out of having them pay and pay and pay and pay.
But I'd like to see them. I agree with you 100% on that. And there is, I think, a part of all of us who feel like it would be kind of satisfying to see these Hollywood people go to jail, because that would totally be out of their comfort zone.
Yeah, but you don't like them because they have money. So what is that?
No.
Yeah.
I love Lori.
I don't mean you.
I'm devastated by this because I've interviewed her several times and I love her. She's so
Which one,
sweet.
Lori?
Lori Loughlin. So really? So I was just really disappointed in all of this. But I was watching a documentary last weekend, and it was about a guy who owned a construction company in Florida, and he got wrapped up in a drug deal, even though he was not anything. Had no criminal past, just like these people. And the judge, I thought, was so thoughtful in his sentencing, and he said, you know what, I'm not going to put you in jail, because what good is that going to do? He said, you own a construction company, so for the next 5 years, you're going to build houses for Habitat for Humanity.
Perfect.
And I was like jumping off the couch going, this
Perfect.
Is what judges should be doing. So what I would like to see is Lori Loughlin and every single one of these parents start a scholarship fund where they pay for other kids to go to college.
Great.
At least one kid every year.
Fabulous.
I like all of that, too. The only argument I would offer, and I don't disagree with you, this is an argument just for discussion, is that how many times have we talked about an equal justice system? And so, we know that they're in trouble because they have money. This is a privileged crime. And so maybe privilege will help get them out of trouble. But for people who commit crimes like fraud or money laundering that don't have the money that Lori Loughlin or Felicity Huffman have, what happens to them?
Well, how do they commit these
and
crimes?
And how do you
they
make it
money.
Equal?
These are crimes
of money. Well, there are a lot
money.
Of people who embezzle. There are a lot
passion.
Of people. But there are a lot of people who commit money laundering or wire or mail fraud every day that don't have the money.
Yeah, shouldn't be in jail. There should be, we have this focus on prison reform. There needs to be a lot of reform when it comes to the laws. They're so archaic. A lot of these laws that we're dealing with now go back to just the post-civil, the Civil War era, 1840s, 1850s. I know here in Massachusetts anyway, that's the way it is. 1860s. Some of these old laws still pertain to. They describe the people involved as, it's not the word slavery, but some word that's similar to that, an indentured, Ralph Smith, an indentured person, comma. It's like even today, when you buy a house, if you're a single woman, the mortgage requirements in some states require that the mortgage says, the person's name, Jennifer Horn, comma, a single woman, comma, is given this mortgage. As a matter of fact, I bet your mortgage, Jennifer, if you look at it.
It says that.
Says that. Yes.
Yeah, of course it does. That's nuts.
It is nuts. It's crazy. Well, it doesn't say Philip Smith, comma, a single man. Doesn't say anybody.
Old bachelor.
Actually,
right. Yes, it does. My dad's would say that. Yes.
The mortgage that I had when I was in there, I never had that on it. But let's say even if it does say that, or any of these things that qualify a person by age, by sex, by race, and the laws are full of that sort of stuff. The laws are so archaic. Can we pass so many new laws nobody pays any attention to? And we got all these old laws that are crap. And so we're dealing with that sort of thing as well. I just think that the public necessity and good, that's a term that's used often, the way that we handle things like this is not, it's necessary to punish these people for their wrong acts. And the more wrong acts people commit, no matter what they are, the more they should be punished. But to have them punished in a way that really doesn't cost them anything other than time, and they can use their time in jail, Lori Loughlin can write a book in jail. And when she gets out, she can sell it, make $3 or $4 million. Why? Why should she be able to do that? Or any other number. Come up with an idea. You can dream up any kind of scenario. in which going to jail doesn't do a damn thing except cost the taxpayers money.
Yeah, in the case of the construction guy, in the documentary, they show him working with Habitat for Humanity, and he said every single time he built a house and gave the keys to someone, like, it just changed his life a little bit. I think it would really change Lori Loughlin and a lot of these parents if you're paying for a scholarship for a kid who has busted their butt to get into any school in the country that's a good school. I think that sends a message every time you write a check. I think that's so much better than just sitting in jail and, you know, and writing a book, like you said, and getting some huge advance to come out of jail and tell the story. I went from Aunt Becky to, you know, an orange jumpsuit. Like, I don't know. I don't see a point in that either.
No. All right. But it does seem that this thing is progressing and that these people will pay the price. It really is the fact. At first, I wondered why the public was involved because it seemed like a private matter. And then, I mean, I still am not sure that it was the state that should have done this and the college is fine. I don't know. Well, I don't understand. Well, let's scratch and understand. I don't know that I have thought it through enough to come up with another way of going after these people, of prosecuting these people. I don't see how the public at large was hurt by this either. The public, how much money
was spent?
Well,
think of the kids,
FBI.
How many kids didn't get those spots that were fraudulently taken. That's
I understand.
A big deal.
But fraud, that's between two people. So the college should be suing the parents, not the public.
They also probably
public.
Will be hit with tax evasion charges because they put
that's
this in and said they knowingly, and Lori Loughlin is on tape saying, well, if I get caught, I'll just say it's a charitable donation. Yeah. And they no doubt declared all of that $500,000 on their taxes.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that's legit. Okay, I'm with you on that one, Jennifer. So there we go. We've solved the problems.
I don't think there's an easy answer. I don't mean to argue that I think they need to be locked away forever. I just think that there's a big argument against privilege and what privilege will buy you in this country and should, because they have money, be not thrown in jail like everybody else would be thrown in jail.
As we know, liberty and justice for all does not exist in our country, and
that
we can find
is most
dozens.
Of the time true. Yeah.
Dozens of examples all across the board of things that are like this, you apply the fairness quotient to it, the FQ, it doesn't balance, it doesn't hold, it doesn't work, it doesn't. All right, let me help you work through something else. You've got a lot of old junky cars around, depends on where you live in the world. Some people like to collect cars, like to take one car, it's one of the cars they like, and they buy three or four other junk cars just like it and try to fix it so they have one good car, and you got these other three carcasses laying around. What do you do with them? Well, you give them away. You donate your car and support the preservation of organic American family farming. Your donation supports one of the last great American institutions, the family farm. In this circumstance, if you understand farming and agriculture like I do, that's why they came to me to come across with this suggestion. One U.S. farm feeds 165 people every year. Did you know that? 99% of farms are family operated. Did you know that? Would you believe that farmers only receive 15 cents on the dollar for every dollar you spend to buy food? With your help, we can preserve this American value system, the family farm, across our country. Donating your vehicle, very easy. It'll be towed away. It doesn't cost you a thing. All types of vehicles, trucks, motorcycles, boats, trailers, you name it, they'll take it. Your donation will qualify for tax deduction. Just ask your tax professional how that works. So much good can be done. Help protect and preserve the American family farm. Donate today. Call 888-342-GIVE. That's 888-342-4483. Or you can complete the form online at the DJV Show. DJVShow.com has a form. Call 888-342-GIVE or go to DJVShow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Tell me, when will you be mine? Tell me, quando, 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 we can share a love divine. Please don't make me wait again. When will you say yes to me? Tell me, quando, quando, quando.
Crank it up, Jarrah.
Happiness to me.
Big smile on lots of people's faces because the music of Engelbert Humperdinck, his real name is Jerry Dorsey, has, I think, made a lot of people smile over the past 50 years or so. He's now 82, no spring chicken, but he's going around the country. Actually, he's done a lot of European tours and now is going around America again. He's so popular, the last place you'd expect to find somebody who's a heckler would be at an Engelbert Humperdinck gig. But some old guy caused a scene. Those damn people who live in New Jersey, Victoria. Wow, what a pain.
I know.
This was the Count Basie Theater in Red Bank. Somebody caused a scene there, riled up the audience so much that he got thrown out. Engelbert had been singing a couple of songs when some old guy in the front row interrupted him, complaining that the teleprompter at the foot of the stage blocked his view.
Was this you, Doug? pretty sure I've heard you complain about the same thing.
Yeah. Engelbert engaged the heckler in some friendly banter, but then noticing his agents over here, he called him Bernie Sanders. Call him Bernie Sanders. Pretty soon the audience took up crying, shouting, Bernie! 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 And the guy wasn't amused and continued to heckle him. Security guards started circling Bernie or whoever he was, who wasn't quiet at all. The audience started to get angry as they yelled, "Throw him out! Throw him out!" The guards escorted the heckler out. Incident held up the show for about 10 minutes before Engelbert resumed his singing. This song is another one of the great Engelbert songs. Crank this up, Gary, please. I'm sure that there are plenty of oldies in the audience. The show is sold out, and I'm betting most of them had gray hair. Anyway.
That's a lot of excitement for hearts that beat once a week. That's a lot.
That's a great... Did you think of that by yourself?
Or nope, Sophia Petrillo. Jen, you should. That was a shout-out for you.
That was a total Sophia Petrillo.
Yep.
Okay. All right, peace once a week. Well, as long as we're in that pew, let's talk about Donnie and Marie. They're not quite that old. They're in their 60s. But they are still very active, the two of them together and individually with their tours and their singing concerts. Donnie and Marie, stunning fans. They announced last month they would be saying goodbye to their Vegas show after 11 years there. They made the announcement on Good Morning America, confirming speculation they were ending the residency there. It's been rumored that we were bringing Donnie and Marie to an end. Donnie said, and we are here to say it was official, I went to see it. I bought two tickets, but I only sat in one seat. It happened.
Let's see, spread out.
Until 2013, anyways. And now the Osmonds are explaining the reason behind their decision comes down to doing other things. Why? Why not? Donnie said. There's so many things we want to do individually. She's got her career. I got my career. We had no idea this would be 11 years. We started it out as 6 weeks. And then 11 years later, we're there. And they could go until they croaked, I'm sure, at the Flamingo.
He just did amazing on The Masked Singer, so yes. I'm not surprised. It's kind of probably reinvigorated his solo career.
Yeah, right. So anyway, the two launched their residency in September of 2008. The residency extended again and again. Despite ending their show, Donnie hinted in March that he will continue to perform with his sister. It's the end of the Donnie and Marie show, not the end of Donnie and Marie, which makes good sense. So there we have it for the old geezers, Donnie and Marie and Engelbert together here on the DJV program at 28 after the hour.
How to meditate in 60 seconds. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Meditation is like exercise for your brain. It's extremely healthy for you. I only have 60 seconds to tell you how to do it right now, and I've already used some of those seconds up. So here are 5 quick tips. 1. Find a quiet place if you can. 2. Sit upright, because meditation is different than lounging. 3. Close your eyes so you minimize distractions. 4. Sit still, because it's said that a quiet body can produce a quiet mind. 5. Focus on taking slow, controlled breaths. Do not get upset with yourself if you have thoughts. Instead, just observe those thoughts with compassion. The real goal of meditation is to be present, so do your best to be present. Oh, and start with doing this for 2 minutes a day. When you feel comfortable with that, meditate longer. For more in-depth information on meditation, visit drchristianconti.com.
The best way for you to lose weight, I can speak from experience because I'm on it, Calitrin. The active ingredient is collagen protein, but there are other things that are of the highest quality. What about natural digestive enzymes? Those are important, but why?
Well, you know, your body, when it breaks down protein and even collagen protein, you're not going to utilize all of it. But our studies show with our digestive enzyme, you're going to get every bit of that collagen protein that you're taking, so you don't waste it. You know, collagen protein is awesome, it's good for you, and it's proven safe and effective for weight loss.
All right, here's what you do. Go to toploss.com for your Calitrin. Toploss.com, here's the deal. You buy 3 bottles, that's a 90-day supply. You get 2 bottles, that's 2 more months free. Plus, you get $20 off with the promo code DJV. Go to toploss.com for this deal. Use the code DJV. Again, Calitrin at toploss.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Attorney General William Barr testifies at a House hearing yesterday that he will release the full Mueller report on the Russia probe in redacted form within about a week. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
I am relying on my own discretion to make as much public as I can.
Appropriations Committee Chair New York Democrat Nita Lowey told Barr she was taken back with his initial release of just 4 pages of highlights from a nearly 400-page report.
And I think the Attorney General just stonewalled us.
Barr says he has no intention of releasing classified information or information related to the grand jury.
Israel's three main TV channels are declaring Benjamin Netanyahu the winner of a fifth term as prime minister, even though he's still running neck and neck with challenger Benny Gantz by some counts. And this is USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Spring is prime home buying season, so if you're thinking about buying a home, right now is the time to lock a low rate, which can save you money every month on your new mortgage. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
That's Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Doug will be along.
Wait a minute. What's the matter? I'm just sitting here. What's the big idea?
Oh, come on, Doug.
You're 30 seconds late.
Oh,
there's only so much of that music I can take without feeling like I have to run screaming out of here.
I know. I don't. We should do. Actually, Carol, we do need to find some new music.
Or we could just be on time.
Or we could be on time. Yeah.
No, well, that too. All right. So anyway, hi.
Thought I'd give a great intro.
Here's the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. I'm doing a breath test, and I have to do it every 15 minutes. So I was reading the instructions I have to do 10 different tests over the next 3 hours. And so if I go away, it's a breath test so that you can find out what it is that makes me have the indigestion problems.
I was going to say, you might not want to know the answer to this.
Yeah.
So is it, they're measuring your stinky breath? Is that what's happening?
No, my breath is not stinky, I'll have you know. When is the last time you got close to me and you thought I had bad breath? I do not.
Oh, when we made out the last time I saw you. What do you mean? Come on.
Oh, we hug each other when we see each other.
We do, but I don't smell any funk on you, certainly. No. So that's
well,
good news.
That's it. But you can get close to some people. I hugged a politician recently, a lady who's very well known in Massachusetts, and she had really bad breath. Oof, it's nothing worse than bad breath. I think that's about as much of a turnoff as anything. And so, all right, so enough about my breath, your breath, our breath. Victoria, I know that whatever you have to engage us with, Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, Doug are here, whatever you have, probably not as compelling as talking about my breath, but you'll have to chance it. So take
what
it away.
What could possibly keep up with that conversation?
That's right. Yes.
But this is a big story that's trending, and 40 million Americans are under wind-related advisories, and millions more are expecting heavy snow. And this is unfortunate because it's mid-April, and all of us are kind of excited about spring. However, if you are in the West and the Midwest, this is not great news. They say in parts of Utah, Nevada, western Wyoming, Idaho, and California, they will get wind gusts of hurricane force up to 74 miles per hour, and another 4 million residents of Colorado, Nebraska, the Dakotas, Iowa, Wyoming, and Kansas, they're under blizzard warnings, which is crazy. And in the plains, especially in parts of South Dakota, they might get more than 2 feet of snow by Friday evening. So this is, yeah, this is just really not something, unless you're skiing, which those, you know, parts of those areas are definitely, you know, spring skiing places, but this is not something that anyone wants to deal with mid-April. And, of course, as the storm moves into the Missouri Valley, many towns are actually already drenched after last month's record-breaking floods, so the risk of additional flooding is at an increase. And they're calling this a potentially historic storm, and this will be late today through early Friday. And so everyone just, you know, be safe and take whatever precautions need to be taken, because this is definitely no joke, and I don't think that this storm is just going to blow through without any repercussions. So be safe,
well,
everybody.
On the farm, it's important. Well, I'm talking about my farm at the moment, but all farms, the weather at this time of year will predicate what goes on the farm and essentially what you pay for food in the fall and through next winter. So if we have a lot of windy, rainy conditions. We have, like we do in the central Midwest, everything is so waterlogged. I mean, the sogginess goes away after a while, but it impacts when you plant things. The quality of the soil is impacted by all of this. I'm just looking at the 10-day weather forecast for where I am here on the East Coast, 70 degrees and rain. But I'm looking down the road, and it looks like the same damn pattern that we had last September and October and November, where every 2 days it rains for 3 days. And so this storm that you're talking about, if it does impact us with rain here on the East Coast, it'll be in 70 degrees. So it's still,
yeah, I don't think it's going to make it as far east as we are, but I definitely, no. It's they said in Minnesota last year around the same time they had heavy rains as well, and they even had a mid-April snowstorm that brought a record 15.5 inches of snow to the Twin Cities. So this is, you know, it's not totally uncommon for April snow showers, but this just sounds
isn't.
One's going to be extra heavy.
April has become a sucky kind of month in many ways, weather-wise. So if the price of food goes up because of the weather conditions. Now, let's find out why the price of gasoline is going up, because the predictions are you will, this summer, if you're traveling a lot, will find it a pain in your derriere to pay for gasoline. There was a survey conducted of about 5,000 stations by the AAA, shows the average price for a gallon of gas now is $2.75, which is up 11% in the last 30 days. Average price is above $3 a gallon. Certainly it's always that way in California because of the damn taxes. Hawaii is very expensive as well, and it always is. It's transportation. I don't know why the transportation issue is what costs the money in Hawaii. Not the case in Washington, Oregon, Nevada, Alaska is what they have for refineries up there, and where the refineries are predicates what it costs you for the transportation angle. But $4 a gallon? What are you paying, Jennifer, when the last time you you loaded up on gas? What did it cost?
It was just 2 days ago, $4.01 for the lowest rate of gas. Yeah. Oh, my
gosh. And it's up 20 cents in California over the last month.
Well, and we also have a dollar worth of taxes that gets dumped on us, I think, more than anybody else in the nation. So.
Yep.
It's hard. And, you know, it hits the people that are just trying to go to work and trying to get home to their family.
But what's the reason for it? That I don't see anywhere here.
Well, taxes for us, huge. Yeah. And also part of the reason we're seeing an uptick. Across the country, oil prices, I think, are going up. But in Southern California specifically, and actually throughout the state, during some of the wildfires, a lot of refineries were burnt. And there was also a fire at a local refinery in Los Angeles just a few months ago. And that's led to that boost in prices, or at least that's what they tell us.
Well, that's it. They lie through their teeth. They give you any excuse, like their unplanned refinery maintenance gaffe. What are you, stupid? Are we all stupid? These are the biggest companies in the world. They don't have unplanned refinery maintenance. Everything is planned, everything, including the price of gasoline going up, blaming it on that, or blaming it on the weather, or blaming it on some other, we have sanctions on Iran and Venezuela, and they are oil producers, and they cost money. Even if we don't buy oil from them, they push the world price up. So there's something there, but it's usually artificial, and most people are not dumb enough to fall for their stupid excuses. It's gouging. These are the most profitable in general around the world. The oil companies and the drug companies are the most profitable of all the huge conglomerates in the world. The drug companies and oil companies. What a great combo. And so here you have, you're getting to talk to you, and people say, well, we really have it good here in America. If you were buying gas in Europe, it would cost you a lot more. Right. But it's all reflective. The price goes up according to whatever the whims are of ExxonMobil, or in this case, the OPEC nations, or whoever it is that wants to tuck it to the world market. And they're playing political games. They always play political games with this stuff. Anyway. And the Saudis are not actually our friends at the moment, and that's usually, they are the country that modifies whatever OPEC does. But because we've chased them around and made no bones about the Khashoggi thing. Is that his name, Khashoggi? Isn't that how you pronounce his name?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Imagine the death of one guy causing the price of oil to go up 20 cents. That's kind of how it boils down. That's really what the reason for all of this is. Because we have stuck it, we've poked a stick in the eye of Saudi Arabia with regard to that. And that's what's doing all this. So, unga bunga. Today is National Hug Your Pet Day, your dog. Your dog deserves all the love and affection that he or she gets from you. I have this wonderful little dog that I'm so happy to have met and saved. She's a lover. She's a sweet little thing. And this is the kind of a thing I want to do every day. There's a special day today, but hugging your dog is great for you if you realize what it does to you. Actually, to both you and the dog, oxytocin is something that is a hormone in our body, and it gets released when you're hugging the dog and the dog's receiving the hug, the cuddle hormone. It does a good tight squeeze is great. Strengthens your bond. Shows the pet you care. I always kiss Daisy when I go to sleep at night. She kisses me. It's very sweet. In 13,000 B.C., before the Christian era, the first pet was a dog. Domesticated gray wolves who lived with people in Central Asia long time ago. So suppose you could hug your dog today to celebrate that history that we have. 1940, most famous dog, America's favorite border collie, Lassie, started on the radio, and then it became a television show, and it's just, it was easy. You saw the pictures of me at facebook.com/DJVshow last week, of me with those dogs on the sheep farm. They were really the sweetest things. They really were. They were a family of three, a mother, a father, and the daughter. And they're the ones that have been taught to chase these sheep around. But most every farm has them. They were very sweet dogs. Moving along in the chronology, year 1954, the Humane Society was founded, one of the most important animal welfare groups around anywhere. On average, the Humane Society saves about 1.6 million dogs every year. So hug your dog today to celebrate what you have together, thanks to the help that's come about as a result of the Humane Society, the Society for Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, all of that sort of thing. And then in 1973, a federal housing law allowed emotional support and guidance dogs to bypass no pet restrictions in public housing. So wherever you are, if you don't, you know, dogs are just, there's something about the dog. And the dogs I've had since I was a little boy, my first dog was a dog named Frisky, who was a mutt. And I just love Frisky was all of that. We had a couple of dogs along the way that had to put to sleep because they didn't, you know, they came out of a kennel. My father always used to go to the MSPCA in Boston, pick up these dogs and pay $5 for them.
Oh, and that's great, though.
Frisky lived to be 17 or 18, I think.
Wow.
And it was never fixed. He used to chase around the neighborhood even when he was 16. I learned the lesson. You know, in that era, there wasn't the focus on fixing them like there is now.
Right.
But you got to, spaying, neutering is very important. A lot of these organizations make it very easy for you to do that. It is the responsible thing to do. It's kind of like with human beings. You know, it's important to be cognizant of what you're creating and bringing into the world, I think. All right, so that's good. Dog Day. The Houston Astros have a mascot named Orbit, who often gets into trouble. But now, apparently, a woman is suing the Astros after claiming a T-shirt gun fired by this mascot called Orbit broke her finger.
Oh. A T-shirt could break her finger?
Well, because they get catapulted at you. They're all balled up.
They put them in this gun, and they shoot them at you.
Right. No, I know. I've caught them. So that's what I'm saying. I think it's kind of hard to break your finger. I think
you're not trying hard enough, Victoria.
I guess not.
Anyway. All right. What's going on with Magic Johnson? I've seen his name three or four times floating around. Anybody know?
Jennifer, he left the Lakers.
He left the Lakers?
Mm-hmm.
Why? He owns the Lakers.
Because they stink. And so he unexpectedly stepped down as the president of the team. That was a big story yesterday. It was trending all over the place in Los Angeles for sure. So he decided that he's just going to just be himself. And he's got a partial ownership in the Guggenheim Group, which owns the Dodgers. So he's still an owner of that. And
apparently now he's gone. Like much. Yeah. Well, I look for LeBron James to be taking an exit after that.
Well, it's a hard job to be the president of basketball operations and then have your team stink like the Lakers did even after getting LeBron James. So he said, I was happier when I wasn't the president. When you got to make trades, you're not happy. So he decided he didn't want to do it. He said he felt like he was backstabbing and too much whispering, and he didn't like that.
All right. Give us a little quickie on what's on television tonight, Jen, will you please?
I would, except my computer just went down. Okay, here we go. Tonight on television. Love the internet. It's windy here in California, so it's terrible. Anyway. All right, so Victoria and Kara's favorite show is Schitt's Creek, and the season finale is tonight at 10 o'clock. That's on the Pop Network. Also tonight, Jane the Virgin is supposed to be extra good. The romantic rivals are at it again. That's on the CW tonight at 9 o'clock. Nature the Egg, Life's Perfect Invention on PBS. If you're feeling scientific, you can check that out at 8 o'clock. And a lot of new shows. They're coming back ready for spring. Tonight, ABC is all new tonight with their sitcom block and Whiskey Cavalier at 10, and Survivor's new on CBS tonight at 8.
All right, 10 before the hour.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com.
and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5000 fastest-growing private companies in America list with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed, and you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Stefan with Victoria Keelan. Now it's Tech Talk time, 53 after the hour, our time every day we set aside to bring you up to date on important technical developments that will impact you or interesting stories that Victoria finds. So let's get started here with the bad news for car makers. This is a very interesting survey, actually. I'm glad you found this, Victoria.
Yeah, car companies are hoping to capitalize on the growing popularity of voice recognition systems, which a lot of people use now. There's Google Assistant, there's Siri for the iPhone, Amazon's Alexa. And so car companies are thinking that it would be better for them to develop their own in-car voice assistant that drivers can use. However, according to a new survey by J.D. Power, 76% of car owners say that they want the same brand that they're already using in their car or in their next vehicle. So that means if they're already used to Google Assistant or Alexa, they want those same assistants in the car as well. And they want really more of a seamless conversion from going from your house into your car and having everything transfer over, which makes a ton of sense, except the car companies really don't want that because then they have to pay money to Amazon and Google and Apple. So they want to create their own in-car assistant. And so the report surveyed 5,000 people who already own a voice-enabled device. So it was a very specific survey, which I think is a good thing because it's not asking random people on the street who may or may not even care about using a voice-enabled assistant. So these are people who are already using Alexa, Siri, or Google Assistant. And the news has to obviously be frustrating for car makers, because a lot of different car companies, Mercedes-Benz and BMW being two of the biggest ones, they have already poured millions of dollars into developing their own in-car voice assistants, and they're trying to compete with Alexa and Siri and Google Assistant, but I don't think that's going to work. So they say, though, that the automakers all say, the auto industry says, they're not going to go down without a fight. Major car makers like Ford and Daimler are confident, they say, that they have the money and the technical know-how to compete with these digital assistants, so much so that they say it could create $750 billion in new revenue by 2030. And that includes using location-based advertisements and predictive car maintenance, and all this kind of stuff is going to be bundled into their version of digital assistance within the car. Now, obviously, people who have, there are ways around this. You can use CarPlay, which is the plug-in for Apple. And that takes you seamlessly into, and it overrides the system. Amazon has a new little dash button that also overrides the system. So it's, I think that this is definitely an uphill battle for car makers. They said, the survey said 60% of people said that the availability of the same in-home voice service on their next car is going to increase the likelihood of buying a specific car. So look out, car makers. You may want to pay attention to this survey, because I think this is pretty telling.
All right. Mike Tyson's popular video game Punch-Out may be returning this year. Wow, that sounds exciting.
The Geek Out.
Mike Tyson's Punch-Out was one of the greatest games on the old 80s NES console. It was the cartoony boxing game that finished with the famous Gap-Tooth champion just destroying player after player, and remains to this day one of the most difficult levels to get past in gaming history. Now, the license with Tyson ran out years ago. The game was renamed Punch-Out, but last week Tyson may have broken the news that Nintendo might be releasing a new Punch-Out and putting it on the Switch Online NES catalog. He tweeted he was upset that he wasn't being included in the, quote, new Punch-Out. The problem is, Nintendo hasn't announced any such thing. So, is this a clever PR stunt for the rebirth of Mike Tyson's Punch-Out? We'll keep you posted on The Geek Out.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
All right, next up here is something from analysts on e-commerce and how it may be growing, Victoria.
Yep, an uptick in online shopping could prompt thousands of U.S. brick-and-mortar stores to close in the near future. The investment firm UBS says that as many as 75,000 traditional storefronts could close if online sales share of the retail sector continues to grow. It's up 25%, and of course, Amazon makes up for half of the U.S. online retail market. So this is not great news for lots and lots of brick-and-mortar stores in the near future.
Disaster, in fact. It would seem. How they recover from a disaster like that. Food for thought here. 59 after the hour on the DJV show.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.